What's up, you're on Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, the iconic Michael Bolton and producer extraordinaire Matoma. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Nice. Oh,
thank you so much for having us. This is amazing. Tuning in all the way from Norway.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, I appreciate it. You sound more clear than a lot of people that are here locally. So what a connection there.
That's amazing.
Now, you
yeah,
two.
Yeah, actually, it is.
Right?
Very good. Really good connection. Yeah.
Now, you two have a new collab. It's Christmas time. How'd you go about getting together?
Oh, Michael, do you want to answer this or do you want me to steer the boat?
I'd love. Why don't you take us out into deep sea, steer the boat?
Okay, I'm going to do that. That sounds amazing. So, first of all, I just want to say that sitting here on this legendary radio show, all the way from Norway, together with no other than the legendary Michael Bolton, is just for me a Christmas gift. Like, I'm beyond excited for this record, and I feel like when we sat together in the studio, it was just like a fairy tale coming true. Like, I don't know how we ended up making a Christmas song, but after just connecting in the studio for a couple hours, like we were just talking and I guess like I was playing some melodies on the piano and Michael seemed to like it. And we kind of ended up talking about like the Christmas spirit. And this was like November last year. And then, we just ended up like having this idea about like when you close your eyes at night, it's spiritual. And like, because Christmas isn't always like a perfect time for everybody. Like people are struggling around Christmas, but it's the Christmas spirit.
Yes. No, you're exactly right. And it's got a pretty classic sound, Matoma, not a lot of obvious electronic production. So that's intentional, correct?
Yeah, that's very intentional. And I think Michael can say a few things about that.
Well, you know, we did start talking about what we should be working on, and then never working together before. And I've heard Matoma's great work before this session, before I booked the session, and I was excited to write anything, actually, a great song or, you know, up-tempo, ballad, power ballad, I don't know. But I realized to start is that he's a phenomenal pianist.
Wow.
And he started building the track, and what started as a simple Christmas song got deeper. And one of the things that struck me was when we got started getting into the lyrics, another partner, Neil, who is working with us on this. Everybody started throwing out ideas, possible ideas. And what I realized was Christmas is such a deep, deep time. It's, yes, everybody equates it with snow and Christmas trees and ornaments and festive, you know, the festive environment and mentality. But here we are, one of the most intense times and the most challenging times of anybody's lifetime. And I realized when we started getting into the chorus that the song was more serious than just let's just enjoy Christmas.
Right.
And it's important. It's important that we have an uplifting, you know, spirited song, Christmas song. It's important to make people feel good in this really difficult time.
I agree.
But it's also important to get the deep gratitude and take living life seriously and never for granted.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Michael, you congrats, by the way. Your voice sounds as strong as ever, but I am curious. The video, pretty epic. How'd you guys get that piano on top of the mountain?
my back is still killing me.
Oh, Michael, you're a legend. Seriously. I was just gonna say that you know having Michael in the studio for 3 days was for me very uplifting, because I work with a lot of artists and sometimes like the talent is hard to find. Like there's more in the post production than there is like in the actual recording, But when it came to Michael, he was like, he was nailing it from the first second he stepped into the studio until he left. And he was so dedicated. Like he was, I think the first day we was in the studio until like 4 a.m. in the morning.
Wow.
And he was, yeah. And I'm telling you, like we got in the studio around 11 a.m. and we left 4 a.m. in the morning. And he was like, he nailed the chorus the first time. It was like perfectly, but he still wanted to record it 150 times.
Wow.
And I don't like, that is dedication. And that is the true and sincere message of an artist. Like I'm here. I want to make this right. And no, Michael, you were so professional. I take my hat off to you. Like, yeah,
admirable work ethic. I love that. And Matoma, you're going to be a judge on the Norwegian version of The Voice.
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm just hearing that.
Even though I can't sing, I'm still a judge. So.
Well, you reckon?
Yeah, but you know
talent.
You know singing.
Exactly. What are you going to be looking for?
Oh, you know, I'm going to be looking for the next Michael Bolton. Yeah.
By the way,
good luck with that,
Mario. I'm not sending him cash for this interview. By the way, he's saying all this by himself.
He's only sending snow from Connecticut because right now in Norway we don't have snow. Like it's the first.
Oh wow.
It's very strange. Like never in the history of my life I witnessed 14th of December being snowless.
Look at that. Wow. Well, I'm sure it's coming soon. What are you gentlemen doing for Christmas this year?
Michael?
Oh, he said gentlemen, so I thought you were talking to Matoma.
thank you.
I am at home in Connecticut, and I've been here since, you know, the wretched time in March where you had to make a decision, and I decided to be home. I really wanted to see my family. I really wanted to hug my kids.
Yeah, that's the
And
best.
Then I realized I got home, and then I realized I can't do that for 2 weeks. I can't even hug my kids for 2 weeks. So this will be a Christmas at home. This is the longest I've been home in 30 years.
I bet. Right.
I've been touring. I'm not as busy as you, by the way. But I have been touring 5 to 6 months a year for some 30 something years.
That's unbelievable. So how many frequent flyer miles do you have just off the top of your head?
So, on one airline, I won't mention the name. Over others, I have flown the equivalent of 6 million miles.
Whoa!
That's not literal. I think that's how they grade you.
Yeah,
I pretty much live on planes touring the world 5 to 6 months a year.
Wow!
And what Matoma was talking about, you know, the work ethic. It's all I know. I had to work so hard when I had my first hit. I vowed never, ever to go back to rent checks bouncing and eviction notices.
Yeah.
And Michael, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken, where did you have that hit? Wasn't that in Norway?
Oh, yeah, the album, yes.
Wow.
So this is an interesting thing.
Yeah.
They at Columbia Records, at Sony, they told me there are these record executives in Norway who have said if they could just get you over there to promote the album, they think they could have a huge record. And I said, where is Norway? And I found it on the map.
Next to Jersey.
next to the Triborough Bridge.
Right.
I went over there and they gave me like 18 interviews a day for 3 days, and to the point where you don't even want to hear your own voice again. But they were telling the truth. They promoted it so well. When I left, the album went flying up the charts, and I landed back in New York City, and my manager said, well, now we've pissed off the Swedes because they want to know why they didn't get you while you were over there in Norway. And I said, they didn't ask.
Right.
I'll do this again. I'll do it. And then that's how I learned how important being a team player is with your record company and doing the work, doing the promotion.
You're exactly
letting
right.
Letting them know you appreciate their support.
There is no shame. You're exactly right. And your work ethic obviously speaks volumes and is a huge reason for your longevity. And Matoma, if I ever aspire to have a singing career, my friend, I would hope to have a producer as cool and talented as you.
Oh, thank you, my man. Thank you, my man. You're always welcome to come here to Norway and fly helicopters on top of mountains. And I'm connected, my man.
So I bet you are.
Just let me know. Just let me know.
You got it. I'm going to take you up on that. In the meantime, everyone listen to It's Christmas Time on iHeartRadio. Michael Matoma, thanks so much for checking in, gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
So go back to your busiest life that I've ever seen.
I'll try. Take care.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Keep crushing
Christmas. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
On with Mario Lopez.